KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 47 degrees. That's our low so far for the past 24 hours. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. In Southwest Iowa News, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is investigating three incidents of burglary that occurred in Elliott early Sunday morning. Authorities say there were several vehicles and garages entered by a person or persons unknown who removed various items, including tools and electronics. There was a minor property damage as the offenders attempted to make entry to a couple of locations. Anyone with information about those incidents is asked to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Police in Red Oak arrested a man on drug charges last night. Authorities say at around 8:10 p.m., officers arrested 37-year-old Stephen Ray Adams of Red Oak on two counts of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of contraband in a correctional facility. Adams was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. Multiple area fire departments were on the scene Sunday afternoon of a large field fire west of Harlan. The blaze was reported near 1334 Ginkgo Road. Harlan, Portsmouth, Panama, Westphalia, and Erling fire departments were among the many who responded at around 4 p.m. Authorities had been asking people to stay away from the area if possible at the time yesterday. In addition, a large field fire was reported in Woodbury County west of Anthony and south of the Mobile-Correctionville area. That fire was reported at around 2 p.m. to have jumped roads and was threatening some structures. Other smaller fires were quickly extinguished by area crews on Sunday. There were wind advisories in effect for about the western third of Iowa yesterday, and that prompted those blazes to spread very quickly once they started. An accident early Saturday morning in Montgomery County has claimed the life of a rural Red Oak man. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said the accident happened around 4:15 a.m. in a field located in the 2500 block of C Avenue, just north of 260th Street. Authorities say 41-year-old Chad Harold died in the crash. Harold had been driving a 2020 Polaris XP1000 southbound in a farm field when he lost control of the machine near a terrace and overturned. The ATV sustained about $10,000 damage. Red Oak Fire and Rescue assisted Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies at the scene of that incident. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest at around 5:30 p.m. Saturday of Deidre Kane. She was taken into custody following an incident in the 1100 block of F Avenue and charged with simple assault. Kane's bond was set at $300. There were no other details released. And Red Oak police say a juvenile and her passenger were checked by medics for injuries but refused treatment following an accident Saturday at the intersection of North 3rd and East Joy Streets in Red Oak. Authorities say a 2007 Ford Mustang driven by 17-year-old Allie Jean Marie Curtis of Red Oak was turning south on North 3rd, and Curtis thought she was going to hit a parked car. She overcorrected and lost control of the vehicle. The car left the road and hit a large tree as well as a stop sign. Police cited Curtis for failure to maintain control of a motor vehicle. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office investigated a single vehicle property damage accident Saturday afternoon. Authorities say 65-year-old Calvin Myers of Coburg tried to back his 1998 Dodge Ram 2500 pickup into a field drive, but misjudged the width of the driveway. His vehicle entered the ditch and rolled over, causing about $1,500 damage. The accident happened around 1 p.m. Saturday. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Red Oak Fire and Rescue. There were no injuries reported. And Red Oak police report the arrest of a man early Saturday morning following a disturbance at a local bar. Authorities were called to the Red Oak Tap a little after midnight on Saturday for a man out of control. After assessing the situation, they arrested 27-year-old Brent Edward Hansen for public intoxication and disorderly conduct fighting. Hansen was taken to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Elsewhere in the news, the state of Iowa's coronavirus dashboard as of 6:45 this morning shows there are statewide 423 new cases of COVID-19 since 10 a.m. Sunday, for a total of 100,043 positive cases. There is one more positive case of the virus in Cass and Adair counties for a total of 235 and 99, respectively. 10 more cases in Harrison County, 8 more in Guthrie County, 6 more in Madison County. There are also 5 more positive cases of COVID-19 in Pottawatomie County and 2 more in Union County. There have been 2 more deaths statewide since 10 a.m. Sunday for a total of 1,462. 982 deaths have been related to a pre-existing medical condition. And there have been a total of 864,450 Iowans tested for COVID-19, with 762,792 total negative results. Also, hospitalizations are up from Sunday's 438 to 449 today. 109 patients with COVID-19 are in an ICU compared to 100 yesterday. 53 people with COVID symptoms were admitted to a hospital compared to 63 on Sunday. 39 were on a ventilator. That's one less than Sunday. In western and southwest Iowa, hospitals are saying there are 24 people hospitalized, two less than Sunday. Eight are in an ICU. That's one more than yesterday. One person was admitted, and no one was on a ventilator. You can take a look at the county-by-county breakdown of the number of latest cases and the total number, along with the number of persons recovered and the deaths in each county. In the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. In the funeral announcements, Ruth G. Edwards, age 95, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Ruth Edwards will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Ruby Smith, age 90, of Messina, died Wednesday in Grimes. Private immediate family funeral services for Ruby Smith will be tomorrow at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Diane Garrison, age 63, of Ashland, Nebraska, died Thursday. A wake and funeral service for Diane Garrison will be this Thursday at 5 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Aaron Rabarchuk, age 35, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Aaron Rabarchuk are pending for late October. Roll and Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Mark Tecumseh Clayson, age 20, of Oakland Manor, died Thursday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. A memorial visitation for Mark Clayson is pending with the reconvened funeral home in Oakland. Stella McCurdy, age 91, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Stella McCurdy are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charles Chuck Redinger, age 84, of Missouri and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday in Missouri. Services for Chuck Redinger are pending at this time. Richard Leroy Roberts, age 74, of Oakland, died Thursday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Richard Roberts are pending at the Reakin Funeral Home. And Daniel Lechtenberg, age 95, of Templeton, died Saturday at Acura Healthcare of Manning. A massive Christian burial for Daniel Lechtenberg is pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.